Australia Audio and Belinda present this unabridged recording of The Quiet and the Loud, written by Helena Fox and read by Kaya Jones. When I was small, almost 10 years old, I rode out with my father to the middle of a lake. It was after midnight. Owls prowled, lizards hid, and Mum lay sleeping in the tent beside the water. We'd arrived at the lake in late afternoon, unpacked the car and set up camp. A big tent for Mum and Dad, a small one of my very own for me. Mum banged in pegs with a hammer. Dad fluffed around with the fly and guy ropes, swearing. The lake lap-lapped. I clambered over the shoreline, found flat rocks and skipped them. At dusk, we three stood at the water's edge. I held Mum's hand and we looked out at the lake, the mist, the quiet fading light. Birds squabbled and settled, the dark dropped in. Then Mum cooked sausages on the fire while Dad blew up our inflatable dinghy with a foot pump. After dinner, we turned marshmallows on our sticks, watching the skin bubble and blacken. The flames crackled and licked. I crawled into them, listening for stories. Mum drank her tea. Dad pulled out a beer, hissed the can open, took a long draw. Mum touched my leg, stirring me. "Time for bed," she said. I brushed my teeth with bottled water and spat paste onto the dirt. I kissed Mum and Dad goodnight, crept into my tent, snuggled into my sleeping bag, and went to sleep. Dad woke me with a shake.
"Georgia," he whispered, "let's go have an adventure."
I could see his glassy eyes, his toothy grin in the dark. I stared at him, confused. I'd been dreaming of apples, of underwater trees. I glanced left at the canvas wall. Just a few steps away was Mum.
"Don't wake her," Dad said. "Come on."
There was something in his voice, something sparking.
"Say yes,"
the spark said. Dad's eyes glittered. I sat up, shivered out of my bag and scooted out of the tent. Dad handed me a jacket. We tiptoed like burglars over to where the boat waited. We lifted the dinghy, laid it onto the water, and clambered in. Then Dad pushed us out into the nothing. The lake was inky. Gum trees ghosted the shore. The moon ticked across the sky, and the stars blazed. I looked up. I felt wrapped in it, inside the immensity, the space and silence all around. But I didn't have the word for that then, immensity. So I said,
"It's really pretty."
Dad beamed.
"Isn't it just?"
he said. He rowed us until we were nowhere and everywhere. I dipped my hand into the water, scooped and trickled moonlit drops through my fingers. Dad did too. He rested the oars, leaned over the dinghy side, and looked into the lake.